Welcome to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. For the next hour, we'll be your local real estate news magazine. I am Mark Schneidman, your local realtor since 1988 with Coldwell Banker and a Santa Barbara resident since 1977. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. We're live Monday mornings at 11 o'clock. Call us at 564-1290, 564-1290. During encore broadcasts, Monday evenings at 9 p.m. and Saturday afternoons at 2 p.m., call me direct at 898-4242, 898-4242, and visit RadioRealEstate.com. As usual, I'll do my weekly multiple listing update, tracking median home price sales weekly, year-to-date, and the current active inventory, all compared to last year's numbers. We'll start right after the news. Welcome to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate for the next hour. We'll be your local real estate news magazine. I am Mark Schneidman, your local realtor since 1988 with Coldwell Banker, Santa Barbara resident since 1977, here with talent on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. As usual, my weekly multiple listing update. That's in the fourth segment, tracking median home price sales weekly year to date and the current active inventory available today. Call us at 564-1290, 564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com to listen to past programs and for real estate information. So, today is actually an anniversary for me. November 14th, 1998 is when I did my first radio real estate program. No. The 15th, November 15th, is when I did my first radio real estate program, 1998. So you would say that November 15th would be my anniversary date, right? Should I introduce the guests? Oh, my God. Steve Martin is here. Why a man in your position, having made major motion pictures, why you're working for Jack at Action Roofing is just beyond me. And you don't even look like Steve Martin. Good morning, Steve and Jack Martin from Action Roofing. Thanks for joining me.
Morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Brothers, a year apart, running the show at Action Roofing. So November 15th is my first show, but November 14th would make it exactly 7 years, because November 15th would make it 7 years in a day. Is that correct? Is that correct? Because I had this argument with people on birthdays, like when you celebrate your first birthday, you're born, say, April 10th, you're actually a year and one day, you're already into your second year on your birthday, aren't you? Because it's April 9th, that would be 1 year. I want you to think about this. It has nothing to do with the program, but it is, since I'm not going to be here on November 15th, this is my anniversary show today, 7 years. We're going to talk some gutter talk today. We have two brothers who've been running Action Roofing. Steve, have you been there since the beginning, or did you join later?
Actually, I joined Jack a couple years. He started Action Roofing, and then I followed him down from Seattle. And after working for him for about 6 or 7 years as a roofer, then we decided to start a rain gutter business. And then I primarily handle the rain gutter end of the business.
Okay, so gutter talk with Steve Martin. Jack will focus on some roof talk. He'll tell you a story a little later on how you can get a free roof from Jack at Action Roofing. Jack, do you still go through the Yellow Pages? I remember last time you were on a year or two ago, you told me about that.
Well, we still currently advertise in the Yellow Pages. But
what about that longevity thing? You'd go through to see, recognize who's been here for 20, that deal.
Oh, sure, yeah. You know, the Yellow Pages have been around for a lot of years, and you know, it seems like roofing contractors come and go quite often. So at one point in time, I had a 10-year-old Yellow Page that I used to use as a comparison on who's still around.
Would you use that when you went to bid a job to show people, you know, what's going on?
I haven't used that comparison too often of late, only because I'm pretty well established at this point.
Which is why I'm wondering why you're even on the program or sponsoring the program with commercials, because you're so busy you still have two cell phones?
Because I love you, Mark.
Now, I met Jack back in 88 when I started in real estate, and he did a roofing job at 6 South Salinas for my good friends Bev and Larry. And unfortunately, their recent house they bought had a brand new one of those Lifetime roofs, so that kind of probably, you know, knocks you out for a while. But they love you, and I've used you over the years. You do a lot of work throughout Santa Barbara. You work from San Ynez to Carp, or
Yeah, basically Carpinteria up to San Ynez Valley, and then
you do. But you're also in the real estate, entrenched in the real estate industry, because you're doing roof inspections.
I do quite a few roof inspections for real estate transactions to inspect the roof.
Prospective buyers. I wonder what the percentage is. You know, we're getting into the home inspector is almost probably 100% buyer gets a home inspection. Now we're getting into this sewer laterals, which actually the Board of Realtors, Association of Realtors, helped knock down. I don't know if you followed. Did you see any of that? They wanted to.
I've heard of that, yes.
They wanted to make it mandatory to have a, just like you have to have a city zoning inspection, they wanted to make it mandatory. And so we're trying to figure out a different way to clean up hazardous sewer laterals, but didn't want to make it part of the transaction. So, but sewer lateral inspections are becoming a little more common. Roof inspections, have you seen an increase in roof inspections?
Generally, I probably do 4 to 6 a week, you know, so.
Wow.
I seem to do quite a few roof inspections. Increase? No, it's been pretty steady for the past 5 years or so as far as that numbers go.
That seems like a lot. I mean, that seems like if someone was a home inspector and they were doing that business, they could make a living. That's a lot of inspections.
It's overwhelming at times.
And it's a little dynamic because you're representing a buyer. Do you do roof inspections for people who just are not selling? They just what do? They call you out and just want to give a checkup, or what?
Well, at times what happens is people are refinancing. In order for them to refinance, the bank will require a roof inspection. And generally what happens is something triggers a problem with the roof, whether it comes through a home inspection report or an appraisal or something, and then they ask me to come out and do a formal inspection.
So it's something that triggers, like generally like with Dan Lenz at Lenz Pest Control, people think it's like preventative maintenance, and some people are on, you know, an annual or a 2-year inspection period. But, you know, people usually wait until water's dripping in their kitchen before they call you.
Some of them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's some kind of red flag, the refinance or the bought purchase or literally a roof leak. Maybe you could tell us what you find sometimes on these roof inspections as a way of getting into the topic of the difference between what a roofer, and by the way, if you stay tuned, we will tell you how you might be able to get a free roof from Action Roofing here, Jack and Steve. The difference between a roofing, like yourself, a roofing contractor warranty versus a material contractor warranty. We want to get into that, but first, you know, what kind of mistakes do you see either in the failure of material or what a roofer did or did not do?
Well, as far as the workmanship goes, generally it's poor flashing details and poor installation, whether they overexpose the material, they don't put the right type of flashing in. So it's problems that are created by the individual doing the installation.
So you use the term flashing and overexposed. It's making me think of something else, but we are talking about roofs, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Okay. So basically, when you're laying down material, it's overlapping, and if you don't do it correctly, you've got too much exposed to the elements of sun.
Yes, more or less cutting corners.
Oh, so it's not like an oops. It's like, let's stretch the material to save some money on the material.
Correct.
And can we really, honestly, people actually do that?
You would be amazed.
It's kind of shocking. We had a recent transaction where I represented the seller who got a roof inspection. We were in escrow. We had a problem. We were told we had a problem with the roof, the one on Caicita. And the seller was, you know, if he had a problem, he was willing to, you know, deal with it, have to do something. And just know about it. And so Jack came out, and it turned out to be one of these materials that are difficult to have had a shaky history. Tell me about that.
Well, there's some products that are out there that haven't been around for a lot of years, and this was one of a product that was made by another manufacturer for another manufacturer, and The product itself had a lot of problems with curling and lifting, and no one could figure out who to point the finger at. But bottom line, you know, there were certainly some issues that needed to be brought up with the product because it had potential to fail because of cracking, lifting, and fragility.
Yeah, it's kind of a sad case because when you know, you get a contractor, a roofing contractor, and you're relying on him to install it properly, and then you've got the material to select. I mean, was it an honest mistake that other roofer made, or do you just want to go with someone who's been around? I mean, how do you decide on the material? I mean, how do you push people? What about this whole type of material? What is this material, and would you advise people to use it?
Well, bottom line, you have to find products that are proven and have been around, just like a roofing contractor, you know. And there are synthetic shake-like materials that...
Can you say that word again?
I'm not sure it's synthetic and shake-like materials.
I think we have a cough button and a list button there. So, sorry, go ahead. Synthetic shake?
And there's been a lot of problems with those products over the past 10 years. So there's probably been about at least three or four manufacturers that have gone away.
Jeez. And yeah, big-time class action suits.
Class action suits and, yeah, just failures.
And so what is what's the remaining one if people still want that look? It's a synthetic shake. Obviously, you can't have shake because of the high fire risk, and it looks like shake. It's very pretty. You know, what's the remaining?
The two products that are left are ProShake, ProTex, and Firefree.
So CalShake was the one that really hit the skids?
CalShake started the downfall of a few of the other ones also.
So even with these, they've been around. Presumably, they're going to last. If someone has Permatech or Semwood or CalShake, those are the ones that had the class action suit. They might be able to get some money.
Correct.
So if you have a CalShake, Permatech, or Semwood roof, you should get online and Google that.
Well, the litigation is really through... Simwood and Permatech that has been settled. I understood there was something happening with CalShake, but they've been gone for so many years, I'm not sure if anything will even come out of that.
So is it too late if someone has a Simwood or Permatech roof? Are they out of luck if they haven't put in a claim, do you know? Or?
No, the claims go through 2015, and they're prorated each year because there was some hundred and some odd million dollars placed into a litigation fund.
Okay. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, our phone number, 564-1290, 564-1290. We'll take a break. We'll come back talking with Jack and Steve Martin from Action Roofing, story of how you might be able to get a free roof from Jack at Action Roofing, and some gutter stories from Steve, some choices you have. And Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, 564-1290. It's 18 minutes past the hour.